Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32, the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, and the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." The Holy Spirit is for everyone. He's not there just for preachers. The Holy Spirit, according to God's Word, is for all flesh. "I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." The Holy Spirit is not just for older people. It's not for seasoned adults. He says it's for sons and daughters. It's not just for the mature spiritually. It's for all flesh. It's not just for leaders. It's for handmaids and servants. The Holy Spirit is for every saved person. The moment a person trusts Jesus Christ as his Savior, the Holy Spirit indwells every believer. But he can only fill those who are obedient to the Word of God and submissive to the Word of God. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is not there as a kind of a sideshow at a carnival. He fills us so that people will get the gospel. He fills us so that people will get the help that they need from the Word of God and from God Himself. The fullness of the Spirit is not for you. It's for God. God wants to show this world what He can do, but He will only do it through those yielded to Him. Sinful humans cannot save anyone. We cannot forgive sins eternally because we're sinners too. Man has been trying to play God since the first sin, and when we think someone must ask us to forgive them, then it's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is not for the one who was wronged. It is for the wrongdoer. God did not seek us to force us to forgive us. It's already there based on the very essence of the word forgive, to give before the offense. God has given us the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. He's given us the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to do the will of God so that others can see God, not see us. Man isn't supposed to get glory for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. God made it possible for us to do His work as the Holy Spirit does it through us. I have on my pulpit a little brass sign that's about 2 inches by 3 inches that says, "I yield to the Holy Spirit." I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I preach great sermons, but I am sure I preach great truth. I'm not sure that my delivery techniques are always polished in the way they should be, but I can promise you this, I'm constantly reading and seeing that statement, to yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there for all flesh. It's there for children's. It's there for teens. It's there for adults. It's there for senior citizens. It's there for the Skid Row bum as well as the preacher. It's there for the teacher as well as the student. It's there for the pastor of the church as well as the church member. It is for all flesh. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is so that people will listen to the Word of God. And let me give you several thoughts. Number one, we all need to yield to the Holy Spirit at all ages. I think adults should lead a church spiritually. But just because someone's an adult does not mean they have the right to lead spiritually. I believe teenagers can and should be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they can be used by God greatly. But may I say something? They're not yielded to the Holy Spirit while they argue with their parents or their step-parents. They're not being led by the Spirit and filled with the Spirit as they're arguing with brothers and sisters. But I've seen churches where teens led in the revival of a church because the adults would not. I believe senior citizens can be filled with the Holy Spirit, but just because you have gray or white hair and a stooped shoulder doesn't mean you're spiritual. Be careful not to live in a world where you used to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to live in the world where we are filled with the Spirit. I like saying it this way. The Holy Spirit can only keep filling as we keep using Him. Just like the gas tank in a car. You have to keep going to the gas station to fill it back up because you've used all the fuel up that's in the tank. Number two. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is for people of all positions. It's for the pastor and the pastor's staff. It's for the Sunday school teacher. It's for the junior church preacher and workers. It's for the nursery workers. It's for the bus workers. The Holy Spirit's power is for the board member as well as the musician. It's for ladies as well as it is for men. It's for greeters and ushers as well as it is for all musicians. It is for all flesh. Number next. The fullness of the Spirit is to reach and help people, not to show off what we have. The fullness of the Holy Spirit is not a display of tongues as a heavenly language. It is so that we can get the gospel out to every creature. Tongues is not for some faith healing service. It's for the power so that people will listen to the gospel. It's not some seed money making scheme where people like Joel Osteen worth $40 million or Joyce Myers worth $25 million or T.D. Jakes worth $150 million make more money in their bank account. No, the Holy Spirit is for people to get the gospel. Number next. How do we get filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, first of all, we must beg Him. Luke 11, verse 13. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It is a command so that it can be done if God commanded it. God never gives a command He does not give us the ability to fulfill. That means we should be constantly asking the Holy Spirit to fill us. As we use some of the Holy Spirit, ask Him to fill you again. As we use it, ask Him to fill you again. But the key is you have to use it in order to be filled again. Next, my flesh is not to be the important thing. The Holy Spirit is not a respecter of people. Gideon, Samson, Saul, David, Brother Hiles, Dr. Lee Robertson, Lester Roloff, Charles Spurgeon, J. Frank Norris. Hey, if God did it for them, He could do it for me. By the way, it will be tested. It will be tested by, just like it was for Jesus, by sin and by the devil and the powers of evil themselves. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.